A lot.
A lot.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, it's 6:30.
Okay.
It's like, I'm gonna call this meeting to order. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. I guess we have to determine if we have a quorum. Can somebody remind me again how many we need? I think we're over.
At least seven, I think.
Seven? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We have lots.
Lots. We're good. Okay. We have determined we have a quorum. We are good. The public comment is going to be by Diane Baker tonight because you'll learn I'm kind of literal. I didn't hear back from her about a report, so I just flipped her whole paragraph. And no, I was just, you know, I thought, okay, so I just beep beep. But from now on, she will be on it. whether she's here or not. So, Diane.
Okay, thank you. So this is just the regular report, and I know you guys need for the record as well. A number of things, very specific going on here. Just a little update on the library director. The recruitment's complete. They're going to the Library Board of Trustees in the April meeting. Will be selecting from the applicants, with the applications that have been submitted, and interviews for the position will be scheduled in May. So that is our timeline. We're on our timeline that we had set, so that's moving forward. Wanted to let you know about the budget. Everything's been submitted. We've had the public workshop. Thank you. Phyllis was able to come by and attend, so that was great to hear. She got to hear about everything, but for us here at the library, things that were recommended to go forward, we had a very small amount recommended for capital improvements. It's more of a break fix kind of amount of $10,000 for the public restrooms, and it's just the two handicap stalls, one in each men's and women's. They're kind of older. They actually have little jack stands holding up the commode.
Oh.
They're not leaking or anything at this point, but so they did at least throw us that much in what's being recommended to the Board of Supervisors. And we had several things related to the supplementals. We had a staff adjustment for our creative learning manager to make sure they are in the right class, and that that's one supplemental. And then also, in order to keep our minimum standards for public libraries, we have to keep a level of 10% in our collections for any kind of collection purchases, whether it's electronic, print, magazines. We have to keep a 10% overall against our operating and salary expenditures. So we requested an increase in that, and that's been recommended forward as well. A lot of things going on in the legislature. You can see all the great things that have been happening there. To update you for the school libraries, we had the March 13th, there was a hearing. Friday happened to be a live or die day for bills. They had to come out of committee, had been in committee, and then been recommended out of committee. Of the school library bills, Senate Bill 191 made it out of committee. This is the one by Senator Woodhouse and makes recommendations for all school libraries, or all schools, to have a library. Mm. That's a great thing because there have been recommendations at different times, and just recently at Washoe, to restrict or remove libraries from some of the lower grades.
No kidding.
And so this is something that we're looking forward for them to keep moving forward. And it has a big impact on public libraries as well, because if there's not appropriate libraries and schools that have the grade-specific, the curriculum-specific materials, then individuals come to the library, but we're not the public library, but we don't have the full K-12 support in curriculum-related, literacy-related items that would be needed per grade level. So we have been in full support of this going forward to make sure. Now, in general, most school districts make a reasonable effort at this, but when money gets tight, it's one of those things that comes up. So, let's see, great day at Library Day for the legislature last week at the 10th, on the 10th. I think we had one of our biggest contingents from around the state in many sessions. And so it was a really successful day. We started out at the studio at the Adams Hub and had good introductions. And that might be in some other reports, but it really was a good day all around, a good showing, and good support for libraries there. We were really, really pleased with that. A couple of the other bills that I have listed there, AB 354, which was to add public libraries for where it would be an exemption regarding firearms in the library to not allow, that died in committee. And I believe AB 291, which would have, it was kind of a competing bill. It had other firearm-related things, but would have allowed local governments to have local say in where firearms would be permitted. That also died in committee. So both of those died this time around, I'm afraid. And the last, just will keep you updated, President's budget had identified IMLS and by extension the Library Services and Technology Act that's operated through the state library to close out that agency and funding. It's been proposed before, probably won't be, but just wanted to let you know that is there, and please, we're looking for national support to keep that program going. A lot of the other things, on the privacy of library records, this is something that comes up very rarely, but it is supported in NRS. At the library, we were initially served a subpoena for records regarding to infraction, something that was an issue with the law. The subpoena turned into a search warrant that was served for records. It was a properly prepared search warrant. We complied with our deputy district attorney was there when the warrant was served. We provided the records needed. It went to court. I did have to provide a deposition regarding it. I think everything's going to be handled without a full court, jury type court. But it was all done under the appropriate requirements under the Nevada Revised Statutes, and those are to protect the privacy and confidentiality of materials. I was going to say that probably hasn't happened in too many libraries. I was trying to think over the last 20 years, you know, when I worked at the state library and the like, this doesn't come up very much. So we did have a chance to go through the process, and we do have really good policies in place in that really help the library and the staff know how to deal with it, like the show shows up with a search warrant and what can be done and not. You can see what's going on with staff development days, collection development. I'll highlight the second because I know you'll be hearing about the other, but the Boys and Girls Club of Western Nevada, we have been doing a program with them with the funding that we got from the state. We have already gotten one of the collections over there. Last Friday was the kickoff to get collections for the elementary level children, and then the teens will get their materials. The Boys and Girls Club bought some new shelving that's not up yet, and so we'll get that over to them. But when we had a chance to go over there last fall, we were able to see that they really did need a boost there. And for some of the kids that are there, they don't have a chance to come to the library. If their parents are working two and three jobs or the like, our only presence and their only chance to interact with library and the library materials and programs we have is with what we have over there, and the individual that we have there 2 days a week, James, is there. So it's one of the few great connections that some of the kids, it's the only chance they have for that.
Diane, may I ask a question on
that? Of course.
So is that kind of considered like a branch?
We call it Branch Anywhere. We call it a floating collection. But yes, it's they can check it out. We have some automatic checkout and returns for them. Since it doesn't come in and out of the library, they don't have the RFID tags, since they tend to circulate there.
Thank you.
Of course.
Do you put labels on them indicating they're donated by the library?
They actually have all the barcodes, all the labels, and they even have, we put an extra sticker on there as to that it was part of a special project with state funding. So still very clear that, and they do get Carson City Library cards that we can issue to them over there. So they're a Branch Anywhere, the Boys and Girls Club card. So quick question. And so yeah, I understand you. So they are clear that this is from the library on that. A number of other events going that we've had going on there. And just the other, I wanted to highlight two things down with Adams Hub for Innovation. We have a new front office specialist, Kelly, over there. She's jumped in and it's been great. And also we've been doing some potential partnership programs with the Northern Nevada Development Authority to advance some of the economic development issues we're looking to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, on that for scooting me in here. And
being first.
Squeezing in.
Yeah, you squeezed me in. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, moving on. Our approval of meeting minutes from February, and they were in your packet of attachments. I read through them. I didn't see anything that needed to be corrected. I don't know if anybody else did. So, if we don't have any comments on them, does somebody want to move to approve them? You will, Sandy will. Would somebody like a second? Bill? Okay. Is everybody in favor of the minutes from February 19th, 2019? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Nope. Okay. Passed. All right. Great. Thank you, Joanne. They were nice. Brazzer Corner Bookstore Manager Report, which was also in your packet. Patty?
You all have the report in the packet, but what I would like to add to that is that in March, our income was $7,051.13, which was up from February's $5,765.47. And we did 1,424 sales, which amounted to 6,620 items. That's a lot of stuff going out of here, and we should be very, very proud of ourselves. The sale over the birthday party and sale on Saturday brought in $785.69, and that was the half-off price. Everybody that came in here seemed to have a great time. The mood of this building was happiness and light and people chatting and visiting. Mm-hmm. And I was extremely impressed with the number of people who said they read about us on Facebook.
Wow.
And that word just kind of went through the store. It was so fun. It was a great day. We had 8 dozen cupcakes and there were only 16 left.
Wow.
So I consider it a huge success.
You bet. And we had the Petal Library, too.
And yes, the Petal Library was here with Maria. She had it all set up with a great deal of information, and she was thrilled because we invited her, and she said later that she talked to about 25 people, and everybody was extremely good. Receptive of the information she had, and a lot of the people hadn't ever seen the Petal Library.
Oh, good.
So it was a great day.
Oh, good.
A great day.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions? Never.
It was lively here.
Yes,
Saturday
it was
morning.
Lively.
It was livelier Saturday morning. There were lines waiting at the cash register.
Yes. Yes.
And well, you even stood in lines.
I did too.
You did not take the opportunity as president to say, excuse me.
No, I stood in line.
I was proud of that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, good report. Any comments? Any more comments? Or somebody like to make a motion to accept that report? Is that what we do for that one? No, that's information only. Yeah. Never mind.
Thank you.
I'm learning. Okay. All right, moving on. Treasurer's report, Sandy.
Yes, okay. Well, you all got it, I think. Does anybody have any questions regarding the financials?
No.
I'm having a little problem. I had to call Phyllis for help the other day because Square has changed its format for reporting. And I have been unable to balance April at all. So I'll keep trying, but I can't balance to the register, which is very important, especially when it comes to credit cards, because that's the dollar amount that goes into the bank. And if I can't figure out where that money came from, it takes me forever to balance. So that's a little problem that we need to work out. Phyllis is helping me with something. She gave me some stuff today. So hopefully I can figure out what's going on. But it was a mess. Also, this entity has never been audited. And I was hoping somebody would step up and audit the books, at least for last year. They go back about, 10 years right now, but just last year would be good. Anybody that uses a CPA, CPAs have templates that they can give you to audit if you're so inclined. So, anybody?
I told you Mary said she would do it, but it would have until after the legislature.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Well, then that
she had another
that's
audit.
Not too
she
long
needed to
now.
Finish it after the legislature.
By the time she did that, the legislature had started. So now, after she's done there, she'll be able to do it.
Okay. When is that over?
It'll be May.
Good.
June 4th. Okay. Right. That's not so far.
No, that's not far. So she'll have all of last year's is here.
Yeah.
At her disposal.
Do you want to approach her to ask?
No, I guess Phyllis already
Phyllis
did.
So.
I had asked her if she might, because
she agreed.
She had told me that she was doing audits for somebody else.
Yeah.
Why not?
Good.
That's
absolutely
good. Excellent.
Yeah, wonderful. So there you go.
Great.
So that
this is where this is when it was still my responsibility to do that.
Okay. So that's you're done.
I'm done with that.
Okay.
So the only thing I need to figure out now is how to get my reports back. Square did post. This is a new format, folks. Hope you like it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So you don't see that.
I don't see that.
No,
okay. I don't want to see
nobody
that.
Nobody sees that but me and Phyllis.
I don't want to see anything about numbers. Anyway.
So anyway, it's making it difficult. So April is still kind of up in the air.
Well, it's only
and as far as membership, I'm sorry that the reports are so screwed up.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
Oh, well.
We'll fix it.
Are you sure? Did you look under C? Under Cooper's Mint?
Okay. Yes, that's my name.
All right.
I even looked under S.
Just in case. I do a master on the on a spreadsheet that I can send out. I thought that would some people can't get it. Like Lisa can't get that one. You said you can't. It's regular Excel. But I will start sending that out instead of the one that comes off my accounting program. So.
Okay.
So all you right. should be on there again.
I just lost something
I think
here.
She's on the ones I've been getting.
See, that's the master list.
I don't
know what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only one I got. So, okay. Okay, moving on. Committee reports, publicity. And I don't.
Report?
Do I have a publicity report? Or is that in here? Where did mine go? I think it's in here somewhere,
yeah,
but thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Joanne was going to... Do you have any comments, Joanne?
No, it was pretty minimal publicity-wise that last month, and Nevada Momentum has really taken over and done quite a bit. If you guys haven't followed Facebook at all, they do a really lovely job with different things and in a different format than I do, so.
Yeah, good. Okay.
But you are still posting, so they go to Carson now, aren't you?
Yes, just not, when they're talking about membership and
right.
join.
Yeah. All those extra things, they're doing those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great, thanks. Budget report.
Well, we're still doing okay year-to-date on budget, and I gave you the new sheet for friends' income and expense. About the biggest issue, and I know Lisa's working on this, is to get membership back in line, because that's one of our bigger negatives, just because it started off that way. March itself was a little shy on daily sales, but there were a lot of days closed because of weather and what have you. So, probably made up for it on Saturday, Patty.
Yeah, maybe we should have more half-price sales. Especially if...
The next big sale will be the parking lot sale in June.
Yeah.
And we talked about that, and we'll talk about it again next month.
Yeah. Okay, so any comments on the budget reports as presented? Thoughts? Okay. I think, considering the weather in February, because February is the worst one, I think it's pretty amazing. I mean, from January to March, on your sheet, we had $20,000 in receipts between the 3 months. That's not bad. That's winter. That's good, I think. Okay, film festival. Yay, that was really nice.
Any questions?
I was so impressed with how many people showed up that first night. I didn't get to go the second night because I was dealing with the Russians. But I was amazed how many people were there.
Well, it was a very well reported on 3 days. All the films were very much
the Saturday night
appreciated.
Very good.
You liked that one?
I liked that one.
You went Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that the band that went Friday night was, it was sweet.
Yes.
It was really kind of bittersweet. Anyway. But that was good. So, and your plans?
Once a year event. I did want to say, I was talking with Phyllis as she was working with the little wish list card that we give out at
the events. Bookmark. Yeah.
And I would like on the newly edited version to put a box on there that says Film Festival in case anyone wants to donate. And I also wanted to ask, is there any way we can tell if any new memberships came in from our passing out of brochures those 3 days? We can't tell.
No.
Okay. But unless you have special apps that you take to that event, and identify them.
You probably
they were not marked in some way. Yeah. We'll do that next time.
Yeah.
But we also decided next time that we're going to have a manned table with those instead of just passing them out.
Yeah.
And see if we get any better results.
You know, just getting a little rubber stamp that says Film Festival and just stamp it on the application.
Any little mark that will identify that application. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Did you take any apps that day, or did you?
Oh, yeah, all 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't have that many new people.
I think manning a table would be, it needs to be proactive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be a much better
way. You need a person there.
To do it.
Yeah.
And I went the first night.
Did you?
Yes, and I thought the movie was really good, and a friend went with me.
Oh, I'm glad.
And she had commented, she said, wow, it'd be, you know, they could make some money if they wanted to sell water or hot chocolate or wine or whatever. No, I explained to her, the seats had just been recovered in the community center, so we really don't want people spilling things on them.
Well,
but
I thought
it was a nice...
Is that why? Because the symphony sells. The symphony was there, like the...
They drink.
The symphony was there with the brand new seats, and they were selling wine and water.
Yeah,
and soda.
They always do.
Yeah.
Well, we
they
were
do
told,
on the stage plays.
Yeah.
We've done this now for 7 years, and we were told that the only eating that can happen in there is out in the lobby area.
Oh, they were drinking. They were drinking red
wine.
Yeah,
they were
talking to somebody else.
You know, we've had years when we've had food, and we've even had a man come and be a bar and that kind of thing. And
he
sold so little that it wasn't seemed to
you
be worth it.
You don't recover your cost when you have to get a permit and buy your stuff.
Right, you have to have it health. department approved.
Yep.
Anything food and drink has to be health department approved. Next year, we want to offer food and drink at our talk sessions. Afterward, we're hoping that that will entice people to. We would like to have a bigger group in that regard.
Do you do those right in the theater, or?
No, we go over to one of the side rooms.
Okay.
To make it closer.
That. Yeah. That becomes like a private get together.
Yeah. So some slight adjustments for next year.
Okay.
And we all, if you read the report, you saw that we already have our dates secured with Eric.
Yep.
That's good.
Okay. Membership. Lisa?
I'm sorry.
Any comments, Lisa?
Just that the memberships, everything I'm getting have been going out within a couple of weeks. I'm totally current. I just did a whole bunch today. And I was asking you about Beth Detro, and it looks like we did her membership last month. So I don't know why she showed up on this month's report, but it looks like we covered her.
Because that's when I got the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If they write a check in February and I receive it in March, I go ahead and log them in as a February anniversary date.
Okay.
Because if anything happens to that check and they have questions, it's easy for me to go back and find that check and trace it that way. But if we receive the money in March, you'll be on your March report.
Okay.
Is there a way to get a separate list for our business corporate members? The few that there are?
The only way I can do that is on that master list, on that left-hand side, there is a category that says how they paid. Business, sponsorship, benefactor, yada-da-yada-da. You could sort that way.
I could print one of those.
I'd like to get a little list.
Like, I know it has nothing to do.
I know it's a short list, but I'd like to get a list.
Probably what's business, that's
just
easy.
Just the business ones. Yeah,
I'd like to see like
that. We don't have that many.
I know. That's one of my goals. That's one of my goals.
And Diane Solinger, I give her the list of the people that are no longer active. If they don't pay, they fall off my list. So I give that to her. So far, everything that I've gotten that was really late all had my renewal cards with them from 2 or 3 months ago. So I'm going, oh, well.
Okay. Well, I'll keep
I don't know what she's doing
plugging
either.
Plugging forward with
that.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Library liaison.
Okay.
Frida.
That's me. Just to let you know that library will be closed at 2 o'clock on Friday, this Friday, the 19th, for staff training. And it will be open the next morning. And I don't know how many of you have seen the Explore Earth exhibit that's at the library.
I saw it briefly.
And it's really quite, has a lot of static displays, but also this great screen that you can push things and look at weather and all kinds of exciting things about our Earth. I don't know, you know, it's...
Yeah,
I thought it was exciting. The community read selection this year is Station 11. You know, every year there's this community read, and we sponsor that. We paid for these books, as we've done every year. And this is kind of a, to me it's sci-fi. Maybe there's a better word for it. But anyway, there is I have a copy here. If somebody'd like it, I'd like to share it with you.
I will.
Okay.
When are you having any activities related to it?
They actually have been going on. Do you have a report?
Well, I was just going to say,
coming up.
The Books and Brew Club will be discussing the book on April 20th.
Oh.
And they meet at the Nugget Coffee and Bar and Wine Bar.
Oh, that's the Alante. Yeah,
Alante.
I saw that. Yeah.
There's a couple of other things,
We have a couple of movie tie-ins coming in, one for kids, but not that's related. And we also have tied in, April is Poetry Month, and so we've tied in poetry that relates to dystopian, that's what this kind of book is called.
Yeah.
It's style.
Yeah.
I love the little roll-up poems that you had.
Oh, we do have them out where you can come in the library in the front on the slat board. Mm-hmm. There's an assortment, just a random assortment of poems. If you need to come in and brighten up your day with a poem, you can come get up like a little scroll.
Great.
Have a little bit of poetry. No, sorry.
No, that's good. And there's, I'm going to be putting this library calendar on the bulletin board here, because a lot of people don't know what's going on in the library. It is available on your computer, but a lot of people don't do that. And there's so much going on at the library. There's always, you know, the kids' activities, the, you know, story hours, all kinds of interesting things going out. People say they don't know what's going on. Well, maybe they get in the habit of looking at it here. I don't know. But
we had a few on the counter here last week, but they got picked up.
They probably got picked up.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And we can bring more over.
Oh, yeah.
To the part. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought having some of those out here every week would be nice.
They didn't seem to last very long, which was a good thing.
No, just let us know if you need more. You can take what we have and then we'll print more.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, like, tomorrow night is art night. I think they're going to be making flowers from 6 to 7. I don't know if that's connected with the book or not.
Not
they're just flowers.
No.
Yeah. And I guess that's it, except that I do know the library is doing their 5-year strategic plan. And
We have our last meeting, community meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll be coming up with what they want to do. But unfortunately, a new library is not in the horizon.
I think it's a new facility people might like, but there's a lot of resistance to pay for it.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, we've been going through that before.
Well, it's probably because you do such a really good job with what you have.
Well,
that's not it.
That's part of it. But it's also one of the great things, and the friends have been were at the genesis of this, when we got started in the 60s, because there was no public library before then. The Friends did a great job of fundraising and getting fabulous grants from the Fleischman Foundation for the original building and for the addition. So truly, there's very little tax money in the buildings. So the community really isn't used to having to pay for that.
They
but they probably don't know that. Right. The Fleischman Fund or Foundation did what it was supposed to do. When Max Fleischman died, he had the foundation, and it was to spend out the money. Mm. And it was all for libraries, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anybody that pays taxes thinks they built that building.
If they own it, they think that it's
absolutely
not.
Do.
I mean, it's not that there's no city money. It's city land, and there was, you know, city, you know, in planning and some, you know, some of the other things.
And you get money every year from the city. There's maybe that's some type, that kind of public information needs to be given to the public more often, that it's not what they think.
On that part, and it goes back to the great work that the Friends did right from the get-go, so we could have a library in Carson City, you know, separate.
Okay.
I'm wondering if children maybe aren't coming to the library at an early age. And what I mean by that is we started as children, my sister and I. Mm-hmm. It was, if we were good, mm-hmm. we got to go to the library and get books. But I'm wondering if we're not getting people at a really young age, and then as they're growing, understanding what the library can provide and what we do provide to the community.
Well, there's a lot of kids at the story time.
I see lots of kids over there.
I think what is a trend in a lot of libraries, it's not just us, that for the youth programs, the early literacy, the story times, up through elementary school, at least middle elementary school, there are a lot of students, a lot of children, families, or students, you know, from schools.
And it's a trend around middle school that the library, you know, there's so many other activities, and the library one is low on the list and may not be so cool. and that, so there, you know, there's a perception issue that happens around that, and it's not, like I said, it's not just our library. We have a fantastic circumstance of connecting with every single freshman at the Carson High School through freshman transitions and the digitorium and digital literacy. So we make sure that we have a connection with every single freshman, not only in class there when we're embedded, but for every class, freshman class to come to the library to be introduced to the digitorium, its resources, and how to do certain digital things. So we've tried to counteract that, but what you're mentioning, it's a trend. Over time, you know, there's other things that replace books. Sports, it's just...
Well, the internet.
There's the internet, but there are so many things to be involved in. Sports, dance, 4-H, there are so many things that are, at part of such busy days we all have.
Okay, anything else, Frida?
No.
Okay, finance, Phyllis.
Did everybody read the report that was in your packet?
I did.
You were there, I'm sure. For those of you who are not on the committee, did you read the report? And do you have any questions? Or you need any more explanation? The five people on the board, that's
committee.
The committee. Patty, Sandy,
Phil,
and then myself as a member at large, and Jetty Maddox is the other member at large. Met with John Dooley the first part of April. We tried to get it into the first quarter, but between our schedules and his schedule, we couldn't find a date in March. And we discussed. I think we kind of discussed this at the annual meeting, why we wanted to invest money. You gave us the opportunity to do that when you approved the changes in the Constitution and the bylaws at the annual meeting. We discussed why we wanted to do it, and it was the five of us discussing what we wanted to do, and John was just sitting there listening, and he told me afterwards, he said, just listening to you guys' conversation, I got a really good feeling of what it is you're trying to do, and I will tell you that you're right on track. He said, most of my nonprofits that are in similar situations basically follow that same kind of format. We're trying, and about the same time, we finally got the money from the foundation that was in we call it the Thayer donation, that's what they've been calling it, that was $10,000 that was donated in 2007 to be spent on hardcover history and literature books. And from 2007 until last fall, when Sina approached me about it, every library director has said, we don't have room for that many additional books in the library. So hang on to it. So they've been sitting on it all this time. And when Sandy finally met with Joe to get it, you ended up with $16,000 and some odd dollars, and we don't know where the other 6,624 or 46, whatever.
Well, some of that we figured out what it was. It was a fundraiser, it was donations, yada.
No, none of that was from donations that we knew about, fundraisers.
No, the one, what was it? Not a craft sale, what the heck was it?
No, I have a list of all that, but that's our money. That wasn't in the $16,000 that you got from the foundation. Foundation never did any fundraising after the Oktoberfest ended. I think there might be a few donations in there.
I think you told me there were some donations in there.
But not $6,000 worth, I don't think. So I contacted him again, and I'm still waiting to hear back from him on whether any of it was interest on the $10,000, because if it was, it should follow the $10,000. If it wasn't, then we can put it in our general fund. But the idea is, what we're going to do is, right now we have $50,000 in CDs, which are doing great. Then we wanted to start a fund that was like a savings account, and that we would, it would have, basically it would be probably a mutual fund invested in short term, maybe CDs, maybe federal treasury bills, that sort of thing, maybe government bonds, so you can kind of offset when the interest rates go down and whatever. And he suggested that we also, as the CDs mature, we take that money and put it into this mutual fund, because when interest rates start going down, you can offset that somewhat by being more invested in bonds. We can't do that when we're just doing CDs all the time. There will be a point when the interest rates won't be what they are now. So I think we will start to do that. The other thing that we want to do, and this is where the investment part comes, is put it in a long-term fund. So I said it's 9 more years we have to hold on to that Thera donation before we can do what I found that we were able to do in the NRS statutes, which is the library director at the time can petition the state attorney general and tell them that we've had this money for a long time and we could not spend it the way it was said we had to be spent, but we would like to change it slightly to be able to use it for ebooks, because we have all kinds of room for history ebooks or literature ebooks.
Because, you know, I had a thought, because ebooks, and I know it said hardbound, I know it had that word, but I'm wondering if there's any, why we can't just petition the Attorney General now and see if they will do it early.
Because that's not the way the statutes are written.
But if you do a due diligence memo, setting out the timeline chronologically of how long you've had it, where it came from, and what you've done with it all those years, sometimes they can just override that.
They might, because times have changed.
What
used to be a hardback book is now an e-book.
It reminds me, I did a bunch of work on copyrights for an anthology. And I found the copyrights for like 220 some pieces. But there were two we could not pin down. And they were like little mysteries. And what you do is you write a memo. It's called a due diligence memo that sets out the chronology of what you've done. And then you submit that, and it you know, nobody ever does anything with it. But I'm thinking it's a way to be on the record that you made these efforts. So I'm just wondering if, you know, there's no harm asking.
You know, in the position, you can do that if you want to.
Yeah.
I tried to find the errors and all that. I could not find anything. The law firm, the lawyer, were non-existent in Massachusetts bar
but
stuff.
See, that's due diligence right there.
And that's all we've done with it. We've just sat on it all that time.
Well, let's talk. Okay. Let's talk about that, because it like, I agree with Phil. Times change, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it
well,
may
we can
be
do
that
if you so we won't put the money in a long-term fund just yet. Not
no, no,
not
it'll be
that
restricted.
$10,000, but it will still be restricted. But we do have $41,000 that we have accumulated through donations and reserve funds from back when we were talking about building the new building in 2010, 11, and 12, from craft fairs, the Paula Poundstone concert, and all that stuff. So that we want to put in a long-term fund. We're saying 9 to 10 years right now, and we can extend it if we need to be invested in, I think it's two different pots, as I recall.
Two or three.
Yeah. And one of them, again, is a mutual fund, which is pretty liquid as far as being able to get money in and out and treasury bills and that's and government bonds and that sort of thing. And the other one is 20 to 30%, I can't remember which now, I probably told you in this report, would be invested in a stock fund. But that would be a stock fund that is blue chip and not risky at all, and they would pay dividends. So from things I have read and things that John and I have talked about separately, they will go down when the market overall goes down, but they will not go down as far as some of your riskier things will. And they usually recover faster. And at the whole time they're down, they're still paying dividends. So they're fairly safe, but they are investing so that you can make 3 to 6% on your return instead of 2.
And we haven't moved any money yet.
We haven't done anything yet because we've been waiting on this, find out about the $10,000.
Yeah.
But we do need to start a fund soon, probably.
Well, that money will come out of U.S. Bank.
And Citibank.
Yeah.
And the operating fund that Sandy has now will stay where it's at. That's where the money from the square, from the store goes into. That's where she pays all the bills from. We'll just leave that where it is. The bank account for the gifting book will stay at U.S. Bank.
Mm-hmm. But not as much.
But, well, it's a whole separate account already.
Yeah, it is, but it only has $500.
Right. And even that was until we got it going good and knew that there was money in there to pay the credit card fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could give that $500 back to the friends. But so those two accounts will be not a part of this investment stuff. And for those of you who do not know that much about the gifting book, it is on Square, but it's not on this account. It's on its own account. You can only access it through the website. Or
it wouldn't let me in today.
Huh?
It wouldn't let me in.
It wouldn't let you in?
No. Because I thought that's where that membership had gone.
No. It's online.
No, I couldn't get into that one.
The only other way you can get into it is if you have one of these little brochures that I was sitting here stuffing. You can write a check, but you have to mail it in or drop it off here. They can't give it to a cashier at the store and get it taken care of without that little coupon or going online. So the idea was not to confuse cashiers at the store with a whole different
account. Or the accountant. Thank you.
Right.
But no, I thought the finance meeting was really
It was very
good,
informative.
And I liked John, Julie. Mm-hmm. I thought he was very reasonable and practical. And he seemed to be listening to our prudent considerations.
Right. Yes, he was.
Not doing anything high-flying or too risky.
He did tell there is no fees on the CD account. And I don't believe there's any fees on the account that just has the short-term.
The mutual fund.
Yeah.
But the investment fund, there were some small fees.
The investment fund, he said, more than likely would be somewhere around 1.4%. There is a little more that they charge that he gets. He will write us a check for what he gets and give it back to us. So he's not taking any money for doing this. And he also suggested that, I think, that we just pay that 1.4% right off the bat.
Up front. Yeah,
and then he said you'll earn that back in 6 months
in
interest and dividends.
So, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. So,
no, it was good.
The idea is all of these bank accounts that Sandy has on her financial report now, some of them will go away and they will go into an umbrella Edward Jones account, and they will all be very well labeled and so she can keep track of them.
Okay. Different names.
All right. So
I'll have different
names.
That was that.
Right. So that's it.
Okay.
So if everybody's okay with that, we will go ahead with starting to.
Well, we have the discretion anyway, so it's okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, moving on. President's report. Okay, I had a few things that happened over the last 2 months. One was we renewed the consignment agreement with Magic Carpet Books and John Raviolo. And when we ended up, it really ended up coming out exactly pretty close to what it had been. But in the process, when I was looking at what the original contract said, it was different from what he was doing. And so I made some questions, and he and I went around and back and forth a little bit. In the end, we ended up with the agreement that I gave to you and the attachments. And I think it's fine, you know. Everybody, not everybody, but Phyllis and I and Sandy were of the consensus that this is what's been happening, and he's been doing it, and Patty Ferguson concurred that he's been doing a good job, and everybody's happy. And so this is what we ended up with for 2 years. I was a little concerned at first because his first contract said he was only charging us actual costs, but he was actually charging us 20%, just flat rate. Anyway, we went with that, and he's supposed to return books after a year that are unsold. There's not an inventory mechanism, which has bothered me, but for whatever it's worth, we went forward with it, and he's got 2 years, and in about a year and a half, I'm going to be talking to him. We'll see what's going on.
So we don't know what books he has, and what books may or may not be sold.
The original agreement that I was given had an inventory clause. And then when he rewrote the agreement to what he wanted, it was gone. And I said, wait a minute, why is it gone? You know? And he said, well, it's just too cumbersome. And then I said, well, why don't we make it quarterly rather than monthly? You know, that'll be a little easier on you. No. But then I learned he had never been giving us an inventory, even though the contract said it. He had never been giving it to us. So I take responsibility, and we just went ahead with it. And he's got 2 years, and I don't know how much the inventory really matters, except I questioned, you know, how do we know we even get the books back that he doesn't sell? But
brings them back all the time.
They do? He can bring them back all the time?
He guarantees us a minimum monthly payment of
$250. Right.
He brings them back on a regular basis.
I'm not too paranoid about it.
And he gives us a list of the ones he sold. Yeah.
Yes, he does account every month for the ones he sells, and he has his 20% off the top, and then he splits the percentage depending on the sale of the book. Right. No, I'm fine with it.
An inventory of what he takes when he walks out of here, I don't see that makes a whole lot of difference when we are doing our very best to get rid of every book we can.
Yeah, yeah, you're trying to get rid of books.
It's true.
Yeah, I just question people he's cherry-picking. Good stuff.
Well, he won't take anything that he thinks he can't get at least $20 for because he knows we won't sell them for that in here.
I'm not, it was brand new to me. Yeah. And so
I guess the only advantage to an inventory is if anybody ever thought he was going to try to rip us off.
Right.
Like and he took a book and sold it for $1,000 and he didn't tell us about it.
We don't know what he takes.
See, that's the point. He's supposed to return all unsold books after a year, which I'm sure he's giving him back much faster than that.
Because he doesn't have room to keep them for
a year. My cynical brain says, what's to stop a person from keeping them for 1 year and a day? And then selling them for $1,000. But that's just me. And I looked at contract A and then contract B, and they were different. And so we kind of brought them together, and this is what we have. So.
So be it.
That's the way it is.
I learned
something, and now we have something we all know what it is. And he seems to be doing the job he's supposed to do, and we get money every month. Okay, I got a call from Sunrise Golf Course. There's apparently a little bench over there that has our name on it that apparently has been aged and is weathering and falling apart. And the guy said, did we want to get it rehabbed for $395? And so I said, I will just put it on our board agenda.
Did you go look at it?
I don't think we ever paid for a bench.
I don't remember.
When Joe was the vice
I can tell you what happened.
Okay, it's called advertising.
Yeah, it was an advertising, yeah. And it was not dealt, we did not deal with Sunridge Golf Course
okay.
personally. Sunridge. We dealt with a company.
Yes.
And we said we would pay $395 to get an ad on scorecards at, what's the golf
Eagle?
Course?
Silver Oak.
I'm sorry?
Empire
or whatever.
Eagle?
Was it Eagle Valley? Valley?
I got, his name is Travis. That's
oh, yes, I remember Travis.
That's yeah. the guy.
But anyhow, so we said, okay, we'll do that. I sent him in the logo and the whole bit, and when I got it back, it was not for scorecards. It was to go on a bench.
Oh.
I contacted the guy, and I said, this isn't what we paid for. He said, oh, well, I'll give you that other stuff for free. And I said, yeah, right. And I said, as long as you're not making us pay more for this bench, okay. Hmm. I never knew whether or not the bench, I know that the golf course quit doing the scorecards and they were just making paper copies of ones. So I know we didn't get anything out there. And so it went to putting the logo on a bench. We did not buy the bench. The bench okay. was already there as
yeah.
far as I know.
So
and
I guess
I never got anybody that went out there to see it.
Yeah, I didn't.
And until you got that phone call, I wasn't sure it was there.
So are we of the agreement we do not
we
want
do
to
not
renew
want
this?
To okay.
Okay.
I'll
call him. Get Travis. I'll call him. Okay. Moving on. There's been a situation where a person was wanting to volunteer at the bookstore but did not want to pay for a membership to the Friends.
Oh, her.
And yeah, well, it's a general, but it's a generic problem.
Is it your friend?
So the question was, should we amend our bylaws? I think it probably should happen in the bylaws, but I'm not totally sure, that we make a requirement that volunteers have to be a member of the Friends. And it's a benefit of membership. And then there was some, Darlene and I were talking about this and a few others. And, you know, whether we can require people to have a membership. Well, I think we can because I just recently volunteered to be a docent and at an organization. I'm going to be a docent at the Ranger Station up at Carson Pass this summer for a few days, not a lot.
And it cost you.
So I had to join their organization.
Yeah.
I was required, and there was a reason. It was because of their liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the same situation here where
yes,
we have insurance
yes.
for
yes, members.
Members. So I think we're within, well, especially after I just joined the El Dorado National Forest Friends Association, that I think we're within our rights to do that, and do we want to do that? That is the
you
question.
You want to add that to the bylaws. What do the bylaws say now? Anything at all?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So
I thought if we have an agreement,
it's covered in our policies and procedures, I think, or if it's not, it would be easy to put it in there.
Yeah,
but
it would be easy to put it in the policies and procedures,
yeah.
But I think it would be good to have a little tiny two-line bylaw.
Mm-hmm.
We could just make a little amendment to the bylaws. If we're in agreement to do this tonight, then I would maybe recommend that I come up with some language
yes,
for the bylaws,
mm-hmm.
a little
exactly.
little small
mm-hmm.
thing. And then at our next meeting in June, we can review that language
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
go ahead with it. Because I think it's
I think
yes,
that's
probably a
go.
Good...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we have a agreement?
I so move.
Yeah, is there going to have a movement
yeah.
on this?
Yeah.
We're going to have an actual motion? Okay.
Right, second.
Okay, in a second. And okay, so we all agree that this is a aye.
Aye.
In the opposition?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, then let's, we'll say yes, and I will work on language.
Yes.
And I think then, once it's in the bylaws, it can easily go into the procedures manual. You know, just. You know.
Or the other way around.
Or either way, yeah.
I'm redoing the bylaw, I mean the policies and procedures.
Okay, so that's something I could
yeah.
do.
So you
okay.
can do the bylaw thing.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, because that was, there was a little bit of an issue with one person in particular, and, you know, it was just, we thought, no. You know,
it's ongoing.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, I got a call from the State Library and Archives Talking Book Program, and the lady, Hope Williams?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. She is requesting $350 from us for the annual 2019 volunteer luncheon to the Talking Book Program. It's something apparently we've done before.
We've done it for
we
the
have
last
250
years.
In the budget for it.
Right. She would like 350. It's because of just costs going up with food and catering and stuff. And she says we've had an agreement where they exchange volunteer help, like at the parking lot sale, or if we need extra help, we can call her and get some bodies. Sometimes there's people that are sitting right in this room. Would you both?
Yeah.
I heard.
Yes. There's two of us.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do we want to give them $350 or less? Or
no, $350 is good.
That's fine since we're not going to be paying for
I'm going to go to a luncheon.
Yeah.
It's your lunch.
Yeah. What?
I said that's fine.
And we're not paying for the bench, right?
See, we
that's right.
$250.
We just say...
We had $250 last
That's
year.
What she
they
said.
Spent $350.
Right.
I think we probably should just entertain. Do we want to just increase the annual budget if we're going to keep doing that?
I think
which
so.
Is probably what we should do.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I think they usually do that in October, if I'm not mistaken. And they used to do it themselves until they were informed by the state that they weren't allowed to take it out of their state budget. So then they came to us and asked if, and they brought about five or six members into our group.
We need to recruit
from
some
their,
more.
From their volunteers.
Okay, so do we have a motion that we give the State Library and Archives Talking Book Services $350 for their volunteer luncheon this year? Somebody?
I'll make the motion and add on increase the annual budget for it.
Okay.
And just go ahead and tell Hope that.
Okay. And
second it.
Second it. And everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. In the opposition? Okay. Okay. So, and then also, and
add. They, when they send volunteers to help out, they send some of the best workers we've got.
Great. Well, she said they you've had this reciprocal. Mm-hmm. So, and they'll all say, so, okay, for the $350 and add increase to budget. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then last for me is I want to set our next meeting for Monday, June 17th. Does that... Well, I guess it's going to have to be 6:30 because of the store hours. Mm-hmm. Does that sound okay for everybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. Now, moving on. General discussion items, information only. We talked about the birthday party Saturday, which was really fun. And we have Wednesday, the Chamber of Commerce Mixer.
Yes.
Yay. Which I've never been to one.
Me neither.
Oh, really? Oh, good. I thought I'm not the only one who's never been
going.
To one. does anybody want to...
Doesn't our mixer
Wednesday.
Start at 5?
What time exactly?
The dinner.
Is it 5 or 5:30?
It's at 5.
Five.
5 until 7.
5 till 7.
The store will close at 3. There will be no third shift so that we can get it all set up. Just because you're working. but you can come help. You can come help set up.
Well, I am. I'm gonna be in Reno earlier that day, and I've already dropped off the wine and soda. So I'll probably come around 4.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's what Marilyn, I think, has asked her crew
okay.
to show up about
she
4.
Has. She said 3:30.
And
3:30, 4 o'clock.
And
you know, we've never done this before.
Oh yeah.
We're all just gonna jump in there and do what
she has seen at other mixers, and keep our fingers crossed.
What have you seen?
Which she?
Marilyn
Meshick.
Oh, okay.
We have done it before. And we did it over there.
It's basically just people coming in and out and looking around and getting something to nibble on, you know, schmoozing and networking.
A lot of networking.
I've been to a few of those. Yeah. I'm putting together some of the little membership forms with a bookmark inside and a copy of my mini book review flyer, which I have a few over there. So all of you readers, I really want you to think about writing little book reviews. Really.
I think that Marilyn has done a really good job putting this together. I know she's a little bit nervous about it. She's got a crew of that. There will be one of our volunteers in each room to talk about the store, what we do, and I have the information sheet as to how Friends got started, and we have that to hand out. The menu sounds really good. So
what's the menu?
I'm not telling. It's a surprise. It's a very nice.
I'm even wearing a skirt.
Oh my gosh.
It'll be a very nice menu. I know. I hope that we get a good turnout. And Marilyn needs to be given a big hug for all the hard work that she's done.
Good. And Peter, my husband Peter's going to come and play bartender unless somebody else wants
good.
To do that.
Oh, no, that's wonderful.
Okay, he said he would do that.
That is wonderful.
I do want to mention that there's a conflict here in town. There's a big Democratic a big Democratic dinner at 5:30.
Wednesday. Yeah, it's their annual fundraiser.
And it starts at 5:30. So
it will be fine. They'll be yeah.
We can
mix
those
all. I'm
going
to try to
win
the poll. We'll come here for a bit.
Just be missing some Democrats.
Their loss. Where's their dinner? Where's the dinner?
The governor's mansion.
Oh, it's at the governor's mansion. Okay. That's right. We have a Democratic governor. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay, author events. They're set up for a few months now. I saw a list.
The last one scheduled will be in July.
July.
And July happens to be our Nancy Scott, who's one of our volunteers. She's written a book about her experiences and her husband's teaching in Alaska. And I've read the book. It's delightful. She's coming equipped with props. The parka that her little boy wore, and I don't know what else. And I think it would be really good if we had a
great
good turnout. Mm-hmm. Not only for Nancy, but for everybody else that's
What's
coming.
The date? July?
July. I've got it at home.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
No, that was the last one.
Okay, great. And then June is the parking lot sale.
Yes.
And we may get some volunteers from the book.
Yes, you can.
I will need a phone number so that I can get in touch with them.
Okay. If you remind me, and I'll get you that lady's phone number. I've got it here.
Patty in town. What date is it on? What date is it?
It's Saturday the 15th.
Ooh. I'm gone that weekend, I think.
And it will start, we haven't set an actual starting time, but everyone shows up before then. We've talked about how we're going to do this, and we'll talk about it more at our May bookstore meeting. And we may just throw caution to the wind and do all kinds of crazy things.
Did you say July 15th?
Mm-hmm. June. Jane Lenny.
No wonder I have.
I thought you said July.
July was the author event.
That was the author event.
No, that's the author event. It's Nancy Scott. No, June 15th.
June 15th.
Is the
book the same?
Oh, the parking. Okay, I have.
No, I thought we were still talking about the author.
No, that's July.
Moving on.
Nancy's in July.
When will you start a sign-up sheet for that?
After our May bookstore meeting.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, and holiday fundraiser Joanne Carpenter has set up a committee that I think is going to really bring us a really fun fundraiser for Christmas holiday thing. Do you want to talk for a minute on that?
Sure, because I'd like to request any help anybody has with potential crafters who might want to donate, especially jewelry. That's one of the things we're looking for. So if you know somebody who would be willing to donate a little bit. I talked to Patty earlier today. We can give them a receipt showing that, and they can take it off their taxes. So that's the only kind of thing we could think of that might help. So there's that, and we're going to try to use some of the books in the store as part of package sort of thing, so that like grandma's little book bag for her children will have kids' books in it and stuff like that. So any ideas too that you guys might have, let us know. It's Vicki Omnis, myself, and Barbara Cavanaugh. So any one of the three of us, if you have an idea or
is it just handcrafted stuff or?
No, and Vicki's the one to talk to better about it. I don't know if you all know, Vicki's the one who did such a great job last year. So she knows what, she seems to have this gift, and she knows what will sell.
I was thinking jewelry-wise, not anything else.
So. And again,
I have a lot of brand new jewelry.
Sure, I think Vicki said she cleaned some stuff up last year, so she must have taken somebody's used jewelry. So yeah.
Yeah, she had she had a nice display.
She did have a nice display.
Yeah.
Reasonable prices.
And it was very reasonably priced.
And we're going to try to do up something because the three of us are doing it this year, but we want to hand it off to somebody else. So we're going to try to put together something that will show what went well and what didn't go so well, so that people in the future will have something in writing to look at, to
good
see,
idea.
You know, and a path to what we did and how we did it and all that kind of stuff.
Great. Okay. All right, last thing, just discuss the idea of general fundraising ideas and the idea of, several people have commented on we need a signature fundraiser, but we also then need a committee to oversee it, if that's the case. But Phyllis had an interesting idea. Do you want to talk a little bit about your library idea?
Yeah, but we just do need a chairman for that.
This is theoretical now.
A chairman that has insight into different list.
Okay, but for right now, this is a theoretical discussion.
Theoretically, and I talked to Diane a little bit about it just to make sure that the library would be okay with it. Unfortunately, it's too late for the, I thought the perfect time for it would be the weekend before National Library Week starts, which was last weekend. But if we can get it all together, we could do it at the beginning of Friends of the Library Week. And then move it if it becomes successful. But it would be like a night at the library, and you would sell tickets, and you would sell tickets that have an extra $10 or so added to them if they want to bring their children, and we could provide babysitting in the auditorium. First of all, they would get tours of the library where they would shown exactly where everything is that you can do at the library, including the maker spaces, all of the equipment back there, the virtual reality, all that kind of stuff that you'd be surprised the number of people out in the community still don't know we have all that.
And upstairs too.
And upstairs at the computer lab and the specialty computers for, you know. So probably the first hour or so would be tours going around looking at it. Then we could set it up with no dinner, but stations of substantial finger food, if you will. Hot food, cold food, dessert kind of foods. A couple of bars with guest bartenders, like supervisors or somebody, you know, to do bartending. And maybe do have some music in the background during the early stuff and maybe dance music later, depending on how much space we end up being able to free up. Maybe a small live auction, maybe a few. I would like to see them be library-related, book-related or something, silent auction items, and make it for a reason. We are raising funds tonight to buy three more of these chairs with the logo on them, or buy a the information desk for the upstairs or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What time of year?
National Library Week is in April.
So when
is Friends of the Library Week is in October.
Oh, October. Okay. Well, that's when we used to have the Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah, early in October, okay. Though. This would be
so that's something to think about right now.
Just
so maybe
around
maybe between now and the June meeting, think about it. Think if anybody's interested in taking it up as a project or knows anybody who would like to be involved. And then we can follow it up in June and see if we've gotten any more
bodies.
You know? And Diane, if we had a night at the library like that, we would have to cover some staff costs. And do we have any idea of a budget for that?
Well, I guess I talked to Phyllis briefly on that, but I can put together some numbers if we were talking like a Friday evening or a Saturday
evening. Yeah, or a Saturday evening. Mm-hmm.
Saturday evening in some ways would be easier since the library closes at 4.
Right.
It'd be easier to prep and then not end up having too late an evening.
Right, and then if you needed to, you could go in Sunday morning and put everything back together since you don't open till noon, right?
But actually, if we had, say, 2 or 3, we'd need to know what it would cost us to pay for 2 or 3 staff to help with the tours.
With the tours.
And do you have a security person that locks up and things like that at night? Or I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the security person.
Yeah, no, it's us.
That's what I thought.
If we give her a complimentary ticket, she would do it.
Right, more than that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
so I'll put some of that together and see, you know,
okay, just see how much it would cost us from the library end, because we would have to compensate the staff people for sure. And maybe they would be kind enough to do it without being time and a half, you know.
But there's things we could look at to see how that would work. The problem is if it was like not directly related to their work, because that's what it would be.
Yeah.
It becomes more connected. If it was something donating their time for something not.
No, I don't want them to donate their time. But I'm thinking they don't have to be there that late, because if we take the tour part of it early on, while people are walking around with a glass of wine or beer or something and nibbling, so you have the first hour and a half, say, and then the staff could go.
Mm-hmm. And then the revenue going back to the library eventually?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, what's your point?
My point is, I don't think we have to compensate the staff.
Oh, yes, we do.
They do.
Absolutely, we do.
Really?
Absolutely.
If they're closed?
No, these are employees who have to come in to work.
If it's beyond their 40 hours a week, under CCEA, the employment agreement, have to be compensated.
Wow.
That's labor law.
That's just ethically for me, that would be important.
Absolutely.
But they don't have to be there till 10 o'clock at night either.
Exactly.
You could do them on the early part with the tours and yada yada, and then they can leave. Mm-hmm. And then we just keep our this one. keep her till the end to lock up. Well, you know, flowers, candy, and things like that. Anyway, whatever. So, okay, I think it's...
Think about it, guys, and come back in June with all kinds of...
Yes, you have to pay them.
So is this taking place in the past? We didn't last year, but...
No.
We used to have the New Year's Eve party.
This would take the place of that,
The idea was looking for some type of
different
event that...
And usually when you start an event, you start out small and then you embellish it and make it bigger and better the next time you do it. Or you say, oop, this isn't the right idea, it didn't work, and move on to another idea.
Yeah.
Phyllis, did Sina and I talked about one thing. Did she talk to you about potentially doing a Valentine's event?
She had mentioned that once, but I noticed there's about 3 other organizations that do chocolatey kind of things on Valentine's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the one, if you did a Valentine's dinner and married it with part of what you'd mentioned, childcare at the library, and whether we can possibly work with Cooperative Extension or WNC, you know, where they have babysitting classes and the like. I can tell you one of the hardest things to get around Valentine's Day is the babysitter.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's a, you know, I don't know.
Maybe we just offer babysitting on Valentine's Day if people want to go out.
Maybe. Yeah. Volunteers for that.
If you work with people who teach babysitting classes, then you get their students.
Yeah, because both Cooperative Extension and WNC have babysitting classes. So there might be connections there.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking just... when you're thinking of talking about the night at the library and the babysitting and that, we could also maybe, if just brainstorming here for June discussion, we could have actually a little bit of the function here at the bookstore, like a progressive dinner, but not a dinner, but in other words, start here with a little cocktail or something, then walk across the street for the rest of it, you know, and then you kind of, you know,
tie everything together.
Make the connection, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, that's the thought. Okay. All right. Any other comments?
I do have something else. This is not tied to fundraising. Mm-hmm. This would be probably not before June, but I thought it would be nice if the Friends would put together a little welcoming tea for the new library director some Sunday afternoon after she or he comes.
Yeah, that's the interviews are in, it'll be mid to late June.
Yeah.
And then depending on circumstances,
how early they can start.
It could easily be late June or early July.
Yeah. Before somebody started.
Right.
So, I mean, just set up a table with coffee on one end and iced tea on the other end and cookies in the middle and come and say meet our new library director or something.
Or we could revive Sundays on Sunday, you know, that kind of thing, something like that. Sure. Mm-hmm.
That would be done at the library, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
At the browsers.
In the digitorium, probably.
Right. Or potential, or if it's, you know, on this day, not in the secret garden.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. But then we could more likely do the Sundays on Sunday.
Well, right. when we meet mid-June, maybe we'll have more information on the library director.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So, okay, any other public comment? Okay, would somebody like to move for adjournment?
I so move.
Second, and everybody in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Good night, everybody.
You notice your biggest participation is when you're looking for somebody to make a move to adjourn. Everybody is
there. I got to remember to hit my gavel.
Yeah. That's the fun part.
Yeah. Oh.